airport. I'm coming right back. Morning, guys.
Morning, everybody. How you doing?
Wet.
That's all right. We need a little rain. Have you got our annual report there, Laura?
Yes.
I don't know if you guys have seen that or not, but Jessica's got it all done for you, so you need to sign it.
Probably got to prove it first.
I think there's three copies there, right, Laura?
Yes.
One for the commissioners, unless you guys all have an individual copy. One for Laura and one for myself. Jessica's here, so if you got any questions.
Terry, you went ahead and kept out the equipment that you wanted for Fulton County, Pasco County. You guys kept the equipment that you thought you might use.
As far as?
Well, some of the equipment was going to be for the DNA, Fulton County.
That's the sheriff's stuff.
That's the sheriff's stuff.
That's the army stuff.
But I mean, did you?
The only thing we could maybe use back here, Jerry, was that flatbed truck.
Okay.
That's a good truck, but the bottom line is, I don't really know what we got any use for, really. I talked it over with the guys, and thanks for asking on that, but I don't really know what we'd do with it. Kind of hate to see it go. I'm thinking down the road we might think of something, but the bottom line is, if, I guess, if he wants it, we can get it out of there, just go let him have it.
Very good. I just thought I'd ask.
Majority of it, no, we don't. There was a trailer too there, a big heavy trailer. You know, you're thinking maybe sometime we'd haul logs or something on, but I'm thinking the dang thing's set back here this long and nobody uses it.
Yeah, it's like that stuff with trees growing up in it.
You don't want that now, Kenny. I mean, once it's gone, you'll probably think of something you could have used it for, but at this time, let them have it, I guess. And White County was down last week. Rick over there, what is it?
County Highway.
And he, if available, he'd like to have one of the generators, but I don't know how you guys can work that out with them or whatever.
We can't give that, Jeff's got it.
I know, Kenny, but we've given them there, but there's what is it? There's four or five of them back here now, and they're just sitting there going to race too. If anything ever opened up, I guess with Jeff or Sherry, I don't know. It's just a shame to see that stuff going to waste back there, I guess. If somebody could use it, why not? So. Like you say, with them trucks, Kenny, them trees growing up in them, the tires are flat, and they're just going to heck, really. So.
Well, the longer they sit, the less they'll be worth. And if you got to give them away, let somebody can use them, let them have them.
And we can always use the space back here.
I'll make a motion to approve the annual report as presented.
I'll second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. You wrote this in blue. You want it in blue? Too late. I already signed the first one in black. In ink. You want
that? I think it's supposed to be blue.
Is it?
You know if it's supposed to be blue?
Oh, it was before, I guess.
Hey, Kenny, just go ahead and sign our copy in blue.
All right.
Or in black. And do the others in blue. Would that be all right?
Yeah. You got a blue pen or black?
Oh, that's wild. Good point, sir.
Well, I know some are blue, some are black.
I've run into that before, but I don't know which is which, I guess.
I bet that's all blue, black. You got a blue pen.
Is that blue?
Yeah.
That's our copy, Jerry. Thank you.
You got three copies. You get one, state gets one, and Laura keeps one?
The state will get ours. Laura will get one, and if you guys want one, Kenny.
Well, as long as Laura's got one.
Why don't you guys keep
one? So we'll keep two.
Well, you have a copy already?
Yeah, right here.
Are you going to send yours to the state, and you probably will trade us? We'll keep one of them up there with the black ink, if you want the blue.
We didn't know who each one wanted a copy or what you wanted to be honest with. If Laura needs one, you guys
can have it. We can come in here and look at it if you need to, but I don't.
You want the blue copy?
Yeah, we have that. We'll take this one.
Are we set? Okay, we got a couple more issues, guys, if you've got time. Bottom line is, the salt shed needs to be replaced. Should we go ahead and get somebody to bid on that, or what do you want us to do with that?
We better find out what's going to cost first.
Well, that's why we just need
close.
To get estimates, I guess, on
it. So we'll put a tin roof on it, or anything.
Well, wouldn't you think that'd be better?
Yes. shingle that's sold on a shingle, probably.
What it is this spring, we had one thing where the siding come off. They went up there to fix the siding. There's nothing to nail to because that northwest corner, it's been leaking. It's particle board. And I talked to Jeff Johnson. I don't know, is he here or not?
He was.
He was earlier. The bottom line is on this building and supplies, we don't have any funds for that. So do you go through him on that, or what do you want us to do?
That shouldn't come out of highway money, because that's...
That's what Gary and I talked about.
That's why I told you, we need to, next year you need to put in your budget.
We need it.
Building funds.
We need a cushion. We need that building fund back, I guess is right.
That money you got for this crap.
Well, the bottom line is the dang thing needs to be fixed.
So you got any place you can take it out of?
We'll find a place we can.
Find out what it costs, get your quotes, and I'd say put tin on it, wouldn't you? Or get quotes on tin. Get quotes on both. Why don't you get quotes on shingles and tin? But I think your tin's gonna be just about as cheaper.
I was gonna say, we'll get
sometimes they are cheaper.
Estimates off the local guys around here, I guess, and we'll just find out, and I'll let you know what we're talking, I guess.
We'll find the money somewhere, someplace.
Bottom line is, the longer we wait, it's a summer job, so we'll try to get some estimates, and I'll be back and give you the lowdown on that. We got three safety meetings, if you guys want to do them all at once, I guess. March 29th up at, I believe this one's at Valpo. For underground digging, training, the bottom line is, I was going to send five guys up there. The guys with the backhoe, probably Buffy and the bucket. What doesn't go to that? They got one over at Jasper County RMC. I think it's only an hour or so. That would be April 11th. Kind of good to send them over there. And then April 13th, Swan Lake Traffic Control. We got a couple new guys, and I'd probably send Jim up there. He's going to send four guys up there. They get certificates or whatever, and the bottom line is, it's a good deal for everybody. The two new employees we got seem to be working out real well, but they're not familiar with any of this stuff, so we'll send them up there, okay? One more thing, Gary and I's working on the loader. We're going to maybe get ready to advertise the loader. We might be in touch with you guys down the road, but we're getting pretty close on that, so we'd like to get that out of our hair, I guess.
Got your specs wrote up, or did you find that?
Yeah. And I think that's about it. You guys got any questions for us?
Nope.
I see down the line here, Kenny, on this old business is...
That was just from the last time.
Okay.
You know, we told him we wouldn't do nothing on that road until you... I don't suppose you'll have the money this year to do it anyway.
All right. Anything else?
Nope.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Have at her. Mickey Laurie with EMS.
How you doing?
Whoa. I did get an email that you were showing up.
Yeah. As you guys know, Nikki's going to be off for a little while, so you guys get blessed with my presence.
That's fine.
Keep her in your thoughts. Start with our monthly totals. We had 110 calls in February, which is down a little bit from January. Transfers were down a little bit. Some of that was staffing, some of that was other things. We stayed pretty consistent with Medic 1, 2, and 3 splitting the calls pretty well even. We had 96 ALS 911 calls and 14 BLS transfers. And we had 14 BLS calls. We turned down about 20... almost 20 transfers because of some of it, no staffing, some of it we didn't have a crew on, or they were already out on the call. With that being said, we put a new policy into place department-wise. We're trying to keep two trucks in our county at all times. So we've kind of worked it out with the hospitals where we're not going to take one until the other crew gets back, so we don't have to sit a truck in the middle of the county and do that. I think we've collected almost $50,000 in payments of those expenses. What was our collections? We collected almost $50,000 in payments for February. That's good. One thing I was asked to bring to you guys, our lady that does the billing, Connie, she would really like to be able to take credit card payments, like the clerk's office. So she wants to go through the same company and get that set up for our department. A lot of people have like health savings accounts now that they have debit cards for and stuff. And right now, we can't accept them payments, so unless they have cash or checks. So she would really like to get set up. She talked with the clerk's office, and she got all the information from the clerk's office on who to contact and that. She just needs your guys' permission to move forward with that. The one other thing, a couple other things, you know, we're looking at, I talked to Jerry about this the other day. We're trying to look into the new trucks to get a price to be able to budget into next year's budget for a new truck. If we keep going the way we're going, we have four trucks now. If we rotate them out every 3 years, we're looking at a truck being on the road for 12 years. And we're putting about 36,000 miles on these trucks a year. So if we don't get them back on a rotation, they're going to have almost 500,000 miles on them before we're rotating them out. So, but with that being said, the trucks aren't getting any smaller, so we got to be able to get them in our barn. We have one basically sitting outside rotting away now because we have nowhere to put it. So I don't know who needs to do it. I'm more than willing to do it. But can we call around and get some quotes for you guys to be able to add that addition? All we need is two more garage bays.
Right.
You know, that's all we really need. It doesn't have to be anything special. We have one bay where we can wash the trucks. Yeah. If we could, you know, they might have to put some drains in for where the snow runs off of them. But nothing like where we're spraying water or anything. I mean, all we really need is them two more garage bays. I mean, because if we're going to spend, you know, $150,000 on a new truck, I'd hate to see it sit outside.
Right.
So,
I think probably maybe, have you got Jeff involved in this yet?
We've talked to him, but he's been really busy with the courthouse stuff.
Well, Jay, I think Jay was talking about going out and designing something for you guys, because he's the one that built or designed the building for Fritz's.
And all we need is like, I mean, just that addition onto the north end there. I mean, I didn't know if that was something you guys wanted to do, or I mean, I have no problem calling around, just getting you guys quotes so you know how much it's going to be, roughly. I mean,
I hope they got to put it in their budget.
Yeah.
So.
And you definitely need more room out there.
Right.
Definitely.
So, I mean, at least we would know, have an idea then, I guess is what I'm asking. So.
If I got to put it in the budget, I'd say, yeah, I'll go ahead and get quotes and.
Okay.
And bring them to the next meeting, so that way you're going to have that in your budget for next year anyway. I mean,
right,
if you don't do it,
right,
yeah, because I think she said you only had like $3,000.
Yeah, we don't have much in the billing
and structure. Yeah,
so it's just something that we really have to address. So,
and what about the credit card?
I'm all for it.
Well, we'd have a motion to do that. Do we need that in a motion for him to get the credit card thing out there?
Well, you might as well, yeah. I think it works well for the clerk's office. Seems like a good idea.
I'll make a motion for the EMS to go ahead and use a credit card application.
And I'll second that. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Okay. And then I'll email Jay and see he wants to get the quotes, or, I know he has the plans for it.
Yeah, on his computer, and that way he could just draw you up something, and then that way maybe he can draw it up, send it to you, and then you can take that around to get your quote for your building.
Okay. Yeah, because I mean, it really, like, I mean, it all depends on how much the county wants to spend on it and how much we can add. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff we could fix, you know, and do it all at once, but right now, the necessity is just the addition onto the garage.
Nikki said she wanted some storage back there. Well,
right.
Make them bays big enough that whole...
The whole back wall.
Can be storage.
Yeah, the whole back wall will be storage, so...
Yeah, get a hold of Jay and have him draw you up something, and that way you know just exactly what you're going to need.
And then we'll take that and go from there with it.
All right.
That's all I have for you guys, so...
Okay. Thank you.
Hopefully Nikki's not gone long, so keep her in your thoughts.
Okay.
Yeah, see you guys.
Thank you. Nathan.
First things first, Laura, I don't know if you got that out, but I wanted publicly to make an apology for storming out last meeting. I think my frustration was justified, but how I expressed it was unprofessional, and you know, we may disagree, but we're all on the same team, and that will not happen again.
Apology accepted.
Thank you. As you guys know, last week at the council meeting, after you had made the decision to go forward last month, the council approved Joint Ordinance 2017-1 to give you guys the go-ahead on working with Dwayne Davis to dispose of the Pleasant View rest home. I have that ordinance for me now, just to get your approval on it and signature on it, so that everything is good to go. As I reported to them last week, and I'm not sure if you've seen it or not, but it states that, you know, the legal description of the property, that'll be the 4.514 acres that'll be on the west side of it, so that the county will retain ownership of the React building, the barn, and where the sheriff has the garden. Covers Dwayne's fees, advertising costs, and then it says that I think the preference is, from my conversations with the two of you, to auction it, but it does allow him to list it if for some reason that ends up being necessary. And so this just is an ordinance that says we're good to go moving forward with that. Kevin drafted it. I don't know if there's anything you want to add.
Nope, I think you covered it. It just gives him the authority to sell one of two different ways.
Now on his 5%, we pay the advertising, right?
Correct.
Are we going to put a cap on that advertising cost? I would.
I imagine that'll come in an actual contract. You guys can do that, or?
Yeah, there would be a contract that would go hand in hand with it. He named 5 papers that he always uses, but we can put that in there.
Well, I know a lot of them will put a, like with what we work with, they want to put a cap on it, you know.
About $1,000 at the most, or $500?
Yeah, $1,000 to $2,000, depending on the advertising. It's costly. I mean, it's.
You guys will need a formal contract with him now that you've done this, and I imagine that all can be worked out in there. If there are any limitations you want to set besides that.
This is what Bud asked us to do. Nathan worked with me on it. We got it done. So, yeah, I just need your signature and we'll get it done.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We sign the ordinance to sell the county home.
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
We'll sign it. And then have Laura attest down there. I will. You guys, actually, Laura, you can keep it. I don't have any reason to keep a copy of it.
Laura wants. We need Laura to sign it too.
Yeah, she needs to attest it, but she can keep it. I don't have. I said I don't need a copy of that anymore. I'd like to take it at this point now. I am done with this project.
You're done. I'll call Dwayne and get a contract.
Cross that one off.
You guys, Kevin, Dwayne, and I'm last thing. One last. You guys tabled the discussion of the tourism ad. wanted to see where, if there are any other questions that we need to answer, any other remaining issues, where that stands.
You wanted to put that on the apps and stuff?
So the online aspect of it, whether we do just the online one or the TV and online, that is websites, that's apps, that's digital video. It gets embedded in all of those different ways. It's 125,000 impressions per month, so depending on whether we did 3, 4, 5 months, we're looking at 375 to 625,000 impressions on all of this. Like I said, smartphones, tablets, desktop computers, laptop computers. Some of them will be, you pull up a website and you've got an ad banner on the side, it'll be in there. Some of it'll be on devices, it'll be, you're watching a video on your iPad and you gotta wait and get through it. So it's all sorts of different formats.
And that was what, 40?
That was 4,200 for that package, just the online.
Well, I'll make a motion to let you do the online for $4,200.
I'll second.
And a motion and a second. Signify all by saying aye. Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you. Any other questions? Any other issues I didn't bring up?
No, now you're going to have to get me some of the maps so I can look at them on it.
I got a quick question.
Yes.
Quick question, Nathan. I want to learn here. Yesterday I went up to Knox. Coming back, Fort Knox is full of people.
Yeah.
How do they advertise?
Honestly, for them, I think it's mostly word of mouth and paintball shops. And, we have included them in the past when we've done various, a number of years ago, before we were ever actually doing commercials, we worked with a production company out of Indianapolis and put together a Pulaski County episode of a TV show called Saber Indiana, which is a PBS show. And we featured them on that. But I think a lot of it is that, there are only so many paintball facilities. And quite frankly, we have a really, really good one.
Yes, we do.
And so, you find out about it word of mouth. And when they share something on Facebook, like their opening season, we share. And we get people from Kokomo sharing our stuff, like paintball teams who see our posts and reshare it. Uh-huh. But I think mostly theirs has been word of mouth and then anything there. Okay. Just because, especially because of the nature of paintball. I think there's a facility in LaPorte, but there aren't that many. And like I said, they've got 14 fields. They're working on number 15. And a lot of places they just put up some OSB or plywood or something and paint it and call it good. And these guys, the amount of money they're spending just on the field they're building now, it'll probably cost more than if we had done the entire $22,000 just on that field. They put their heart and soul into that facility, and word of mouth speaks for that business.
Well, I know yesterday it was packed.
And that was nothing. That wasn't even one of their big game weekends. No. That was just a regular weekend with pretty crappy weather.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nathan.
Brad? In here yet? Brad Bunnell? I guess we'll skip him for night now. Jeff and Sherry, you guys want to come up?
Good morning.
Good morning.
First thing I have is the ADA committee has put together a question and answer informational type trifold brochure that could be given out to the citizens of Pulaski County that would need to access the government buildings. And as you know, the ADA committee has no budget. So we are here to see if the commissioners would be willing to pay for 1,000 ADA brochures for the public. The town of Winnemac said they would do the folding of those, so that would isn't an added cost. Plus 25 clear plastic brochure folders and then shipping, so the total of that would be $360.16.
This is kind of a one leg of several things we're trying to do in the committee to push ADA compliance. This is the education and knowledge part of it. really, we checked cost, and this is a fairly inexpensive way to get it out there. And these will be placed not just in Winnemac, but in Monterey and in Francisville and Adairsville. So they'll be spread around the county so that everybody has the opportunity to see what the rights are.
But you don't have no money in your budget to buy them, right?
No.
The ADA committee doesn't itself have a budget, since it's just an advisory committee. So we, when it comes to things like this, and there's another item we're going to bring up in a second, that we have to seek funds from another source. Being that the commissioners paid for like the ADA, or ADA, the AEDs in the building, and we were kind of hoping we could go the same route with this stuff, if that's possible.
And the hearing devices,
the hearing
was
devices too.
Commissioner's budget was also.
Well, I'll make a motion to go ahead, and then we will come up with money. This ADA is a must now, and we got to keep moving forward.
I'll second that motion. I got a motion to second, second the file by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion's carried. Now, Lori, you'll have to find the money. All right.
The next item is for stair chairs for the three buildings that have the second floor, obviously the courthouse, the annex building, and the sheriff's office. What these would help us with is in the event of an emergency and the county buildings would have to be evacuated, or if there's a medical emergency on the top floor, it would only take two people to take the person that is unable to walk down the stairs. This we also don't have a budget for. So this is something that we're also asking the commissioners to, if you would be willing to fund. The grand total is on the other side, on the second page, of $1,299.55. As you know, our elevators won't accommodate an EMS cot. Except for the sheriff's department
will, but if there's a fire alarm over there, it automatically disables the elevator, so we have to be able to evacuate them somehow. Now, in the case of a medical emergency, when EMS shows up, do they have these on their trucks? They have these on their trucks, but that means they've got to haul these things inside all the way up to the top when we would have a jump on it. And if it's an evacuation type of scenario where all three buildings we had to evacuate, this would expedite the process, we'd be able to get those people out. This is something that we've discussed in the ADA committee, but it's also something that we've touched on in the safety committee too. Both groups feel that this is something that we really need to look at getting.
So there would be one here in the courthouse, one at the annex, and one at the justice center.
Yes.
I'll make a motion to purchase three of these at the price quoted.
I'll second that motion. Got a motion and a second. Signify by all of us saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion's carried.
Thank you. And the third thing that I have is not ADA related, but when I see it's on the agenda for later, but later when you change the DPC appointment from Mr. Locke to Jeff, that's the letter that would need to be signed. I'll need to take that with me to the DPC. The chairman has to have an original copy of that.
We don't need no motion for that, do we? No. Do you need this to go back with you?
Yes, please.
Can you give Laura a copy?
I want to thank you, Jeff, for taking my place on this.
You're welcome. Anything I can do to help?
All right.
Thank you.
Just make sure Lori gets a copy of that, if you would, please.
Okay.
Okay, I've got a few things, too. First, there's three things I'm going to touch on. March was Disability Awareness Month. We had ordered some informational box kit that was supposed to have all kinds of posters and buttons and stickers and all kinds of stuff. When it came, it was like very disappointing. There was hardly anything in the box. Our plan was to put this stuff around all county buildings. There wasn't enough to do that. But we as a committee have discussed this, and we're going to plan for a much better Disability Awareness Month next year. We'll have time to plan ahead. This kind of snuck up on us this year. We weren't really aware of it, but now that we are, next month will be a lot better, or next year will be a lot better. I've contacted Clerk Treasurer Linda McCune of Monterey. She's going to be sitting on our ADA committee now, so that means that we have inclusion from all three incorporated towns, which is another good thing. We did have to change the meeting time for the ADA committee to 10 o'clock in order to accommodate her, and that one had went through unanimously. So, and then the last thing, one of the things that we're working on, Emily Heiser specifically, is a government employee training plan so that all employees will be able to be trained on ADA requirements and what to do and what kind of scenarios. So we're making big leaps forward as far as that's concerned. The next thing, you have copies of the bathroom ADA compliance contract. There's two copies there. One will be for us here, and one will be for the contractor.
Okay.
The start date was going to be an issue. Did you get the response from Jay? Okay. He said to go ahead and do that. So that's what my plan is. I sent out an email this morning to all of the departments in the courthouse, letting them know we'll be posting it on the entrances today. The portable bathroom should be here tomorrow. I ordered three of them. One is an ADA compliant bathroom. The other two are just stickers. So he'll be able to start tomorrow. Like I said previously, when we had all discussed this, if we would have waited for all this to go through the other way, we would have been looking at 4 months probably from now from the start. But as it stands, 2 weeks from tomorrow, it all should be complete. The only hitch in this whole plan is that the doors that were ordered takes 4 weeks to get. So what he's going to do is he's putting 36-inch doors in temporarily until the 40s come in, and then he'll come back and swap those out when they come in. So the bathrooms will be compliant. It'll be within the compliance range with 36-inch doors, but 40-inch we're going to do for the larger wheelchairs. So all of this will be done as soon as they come in.
Who reviews
this
compliance information? You and them together? Who came up with all the compliance?
The compliance, those came directly out of the ADA manual that goes through all of the acceptable barrier removal. Okay. If you'd like, I can give you a copy of that.
You emailed it to me.
Okay, I didn't know if I did or not.
Yeah. No, I saw it. I just was curious as to where you got the measurements and stuff.
Well, I'll make a motion to sign the contract with White to get this started.
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. One of these back?
Yes.
And more?
Yes. Thank you. I And then the very last thing that I have to bring up is the last time I spoke with commissioners and council, as far as my staff was concerned, I asked for a full-time employee. At the time, they asked me if I could use, if just a part-time employee would work. And I told them, if that's what I get, that's what I get. I need the help. Since then, we have taken on a lot of projects, and I would like to, and this is stuff that I've discussed with you both as well. I would like to formally request that one of my part-time maintenance positions be made full-time. I would like to request approval to do that so I could go to the council and discuss that with them.
I'll make a motion for Jeff, for you to move one of your part-time employees to full-time.
I'll second that motion. And motion and second, all vice five is saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
And then
that's according to council's approval.
Right. And that would be specifically in maintenance. That won't be one of the custodial positions. That would be one of the maintenance employees that I've got. So that's all I have.
Well, thanks, Joe.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you both.
Brad, you want to come up now?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, he skipped you. He skipped you because he wasn't here, so yeah. We'll take you now.
I'm right on time, aren't I?
Yeah.
You are. We're missing one. Out of the last 3 years, the transfer station had the busiest February that it's had. The average per-time income was up over the $80 mark again, which is great. There was 14 loads hauled down to the landfill, 9 compactor, and 5 open tops. Expenses were down other than the equipment repair, but we've been doing a lot of preventive maintenance too along with it. However, we did lose the rear end in the old Mack roll-off truck. It is sitting at McKinley's waiting for a bid or a price. I'm hoping it won't be under $2,500. We'll want to just stick a used rear end in that truck since it is older. And it's not going to be the primary truck anyway once I get everything done on the white one. So, recycling sales, naturally the cardboard supersedes anything else, but we did have $4,600 in sales. My inventory is up right now because of kind of the weather and trying to schedule things properly, but we're going to get rid of some more cardboard this week. Steinhoffer Scales is coming March 29th with the state inspectors so we can get our scales certified, both of them, the big drive-over and the one in the building. They'll be there all day. You guys are welcome to show up if you want. They start about 10 o'clock and it's usually 4 before they're done. But
takes them that long?
Well, if there's problems on calibration, and we've had problems because of
it's big.
Well, and that scale sets so low to the ground. And the cells, they did move the cells up into the top of the scales, and that's helped a bunch, but there's still issues. And I don't know, I'm pretty sure that scales is probably at least 20 years, maybe more.
And the outside one?
Yeah.
Oh, probably pretty close.
And First Way wasn't one of the greater ones in the area. So eventually, and I talked about that with the past commissioners, eventually we need to put probably something on the budget
to where we can, it.
Yeah, and not in that area. It'll be out of the front of that building, someplace else where it's not so congested. But, I don't really have anything else unless you guys do.
You got along your forklift and stuff okay?
Yeah, and in fact, we did put brakes on the second forklift for backup, and hopefully everything's done on those to where we're running smooth.
Good.
And how soon did you say Doug have an estimate for you?
Well, we talked to him, but he's awfully busy because of, you know, spring startup for the farmers, but I don't know. I'll probably call you both by phone to let you know what's going on. Just so it's not a big shock to everybody.
Yeah.
We're not going to put $5,000 or $6,000 in a truck that that's all worth.
You're trying to get a user in, like from Vanderhagen.
Yeah, we're going to try and get a user in rather than replace. And I know the last one we did in the white truck was, it was under 4,000, but that was totally going through everything, brakes, bearings. So I don't know that we need to go that in depth on this one because it's not going to be used every day like the white one is. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
We got Joseph and Angela Wilson. Are they here yet, Doug?
Or I think they're here.
You want to come up here and?
Yeah, you might feel.
to the commissioners,
I've got an update.
Okay. You got additional?
Yeah, updates. Yeah.
Okay.
Miss, Mrs., I don't know, Angela Wilson, I've only met her one time. Bishop Joseph, I don't even know who this guy is, to be honest with you. My first call was on January the 16th from Angela, wanting to move a mobile home in. If you want to look on page 3, that's the location she wanted to move it in. I guess she's buying it on contract from a guy by name James Pleasant in Florida. The rules is to have 1 acre. If you add all three of them on page 3, if you look there, it totals 0.984. Okay, I can fudge just a little bit. Okay, so with that being said, on January the 18th, she asked me to come out and she wanted to move a trailer house from the White Fowler. If you would look on page 2, I do not have, I didn't want to waste paper, but she bought this, or is going to buy this trailer home from the White Fowler for $1. I went out there. I said, no way. It's not even feasible. I said, but in order to do that, if you look on page 1 here, you gotta have, first of all, proof of title. She never gave me once a proof of title. So it goes on and on. And it was on January the 20th, February the 19th, I get a phone call from several people. One being the town clerk of Monterey, and Jeff just talked about, Linda McCune, and several other people, that this house has been moved in. And it came from Stark County. Now, in order to move a mobile home, and by the way, the mobile homes have to be 1981 or newer, and I think that's wrong. We talked about that. But okay, I'm going to stick with 1981, and you have to show me proof of it. In order to move it in, you have to have a 78-78 form, from the county to move it in. And if you look on page 7, that is the form. Now keep in mind, I have never received once proof of title, proof of 7878, nothing other than what I told you on page 2, a handwritten piece of documentation that don't mean nothing to me. Absolutely nothing at all. So, with that being said, if you look on page 5 and 6, she's in R1, more 6. That shows you the sidelines and, you know, front yard and all that. Let's go to page 8. There's where we start at. If you look there, there's the road, that gray part on the bottom. That's not even close. It's held down with straps, the roof is. I got another picture, I think, later on.
But, 9 has got a good one.
Page 9, it just, page 10, it just goes on and on. The best one is page 12.
Looks like she overpaid.
I have to agree, she overpaid. They ought to pay her. That's a good one, Kevin. She overpaid, yeah. And it just goes on and on. So, long story short, page 1. Never received the third bullet, never received proof of title. Fourth, no 7878. I went to Terry Hansen, health department. In order to move something like that in, you got to have a septic and well inspection and all that. I talked to Terry. Terry's here. To my knowledge, Terry, is that right? Never received anything.
She did call one day. She saw you, and I was out when I came in. They were just leaving, I guess. But I have no record of septic or well. I'm not property. Is that property in the floodplain?
No, it is not.
Okay.
It's just barely out of it.
Just
yeah.
Said, no, yeah. I don't have a record going back 26 years ago.
Okay. 6 bullet. She started putting footers in. That's illegal. She ain't got anything.
She's got to have a permit for you to get put a footer in.
Footer in, yeah. The next one is tie downs. Well, we know after you get all the permits and all that, you got to have tie downs, skirting, and all that. And last but not least, she has to have a registered and licensed contractor to put all that in. And she's never showed me day one anything. So she had this complaint. I guess she came in to Laura and asked to come here. And I said, you got that right to come in and talk to you guys. She says she has a couple lawyers. Any lawyers here? I don't see them. Okay. So I said, you got that right too. Okay.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, she hasn't done any of the paperwork, so I don't think she has a leg to stand on, does she?
And if you look on the last page, which I'm going to start pursuing, page 14, this is from Mr. Tankersley. He started to help me with this here. Notice of building code violations. I'm going to start, let's move this out. As of today, it's been 63 days from the first contact. I've been more and more lenient with her. She complains that I've rude to her. I ain't gonna go into other words that she said to me. I've had many conversations, but I've only met her one time. I don't even know who this Bishop Joseph is. I didn't ever seen him before.
When did you do it, though? When did you do the trailer?
Well, I guess I've got, first of all, this James Pleasant, who lives in Florida.
Right.
I've talked to him. It's on page 3. I've contacted the Lee County Sheriff. I can send this form that you started, you know. But I talked to him first, and he says, man, don't do that. Let me see what I can do first. And I said, that's fine. I'll work with him. But I said, I want it out. But I said, push comes shove, I am sending it to Lee County Sheriff, this notice that you're going to get it, and we're going to take care of it. Now, answer the question, Kevin. I do have condemned houses or, you know.
Right. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. In my book.
Okay. So pushed in the shop and it'll be torn down.
Right. Yeah. Anything else, guys?
Expenses ain't going to be. County don't want to do that.
No, they're only going against the property owner.
Yeah.
Under that ordinance. That's why I was wondering.
We can just. Do I say one
thing? Yes, go ahead, Terry.
If it doesn't meet the standards, we can make it unfit for human habitation so nobody can move in there because we don't have any records to go well.
Now who makes that determination? You or you do?
I mean, we've been working together on it, but yeah, if they don't, they think there's already one there, but I have no record of it, so it'd have to be proven. So it shouldn't sit there without it. So they can't move in even if it's not there. We make it unfit.
The other thing I feel, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. You should do your determination on top of his.
So, yeah, we plan. You've got an entire building and zoning fine schedule that you can be enforcing on them too at this point. You've got. I assume you told them they are not allowed to do this.
Yes, I did.
You've got an entire schedule set up for collecting and eventually putting a lien on the property for buyer not paying their fines.
That's correct. I have not done anything yet because I'm trying to work with all parties. But I'm done. And the other thing is, if you want to look at it, it's a stolen property moved in with no title.
I've seen it. I've been up there.
You've been there.
I've been there.
So you know what I'm talking about. Any other questions, Eddie?
I don't think you got a leg to stand on, but you get after.
You tell me, Kevin.
No, we talked about it, and I asked you to come up with a list of the violations, and you've done that. Nate here is as well versed in our zoning ordinance as anybody, and so you might want to talk to him about how you, what fines to assess against the, if you're going to assess against the property owner. You know, the trailer is not affixed to the property, so technically it's not a fixture to this land, but we'll cross that bridge when we have to, but I think. Just tell me what you want to do next and we'll work on.
Okay, we're going to start on
condemned building? Or?
Yeah, condemning the building and notice a building code violation.
So then you go back on the land, is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, what if he don't? How do you do that if you're going to have it removed? Who's going to pay for that? I mean, you put that on your taxes or?
We haven't gotten to that point before.
I don't want the county end up having to pay.
No, we don't want to.
Well, I'll talk to Doug about it.
Well, I've gone on 63 days now, guys. I've been trying very nicely talking to both parties. And I'm not getting anywhere. I'm getting phone calls day after day after day.
We don't want it. Kevin even said they would show it. Yes, Terry.
In our department, everything goes back to the landowner. Even if the tenant made a mess and destroyed everything, we go back. Everything goes back to the homeowner or the landowner or whoever. That's who we have to go after. If they're buying it on contract, then it's a whole nightmare. because we don't own it, they own it, they own it, we own it, blah, blah, blah. So squaring what kind of papers they have there, they usually have to get a lawyer. We always go out to the homeowner.
And I told the owner in Florida, I said, the bottom line is, it's on your property.
Yeah.
I don't care what you talk to, what script, chicken scratch. I don't care.
Well, we're behind you. Do whatever you gotta do.
Okay.
You've done everything you can do so far, so.
Okay. Anything else, guys? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Crystal?
Good morning.
Good morning, all.
April is, I'm the local office director of Plaski County Department of Child Services, and April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and I'm asking for permission to use the courthouse lawn. We put out pinwheels for the awareness, and we generally have an event some point in April. We don't know what date yet. We formed a Prevent Child Abuse Indiana chapter in Plaski County. It's brand new, so we're working together to come up with a time for the event, but essentially it's permission for placing the pinwheels in for the month of April and using it for one day undetermined at this time for an event, and I'll let you guys know when that would be.
I'll make a motion to use a courthouse lawn.
One second.
And a motion and a second. Just take the fall by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Good
thank
luck.
You.
Jeff?
I don't have anything to ask or just let you know what's going on. I guess we're still housing about 23 people, so that's a good thing. Fulton County come and got some of their females, but we got some more from Howard County, so we're still right at the same numbers that I told you at the last meeting. So as long as that holds out, we'll be doing pretty well with housing. I got some conference requests. All of them are pretty much, other than paying the employees' wages to be gone that day, they're free. The one for the jailers is it's a health company that puts it on. I went to it last year, and it's really, it's ultimately, I think, a sales pitch to switch your insurance carrier, but they do a good job to have attorneys come in and talk about some constitutional stuff with the inmates, and just, it's really a good conference. So I think there's two or three going to that, and then the Cook U.S. Foods is put on a conference in Indianapolis, and they're paying her way to that. So that's our conference that we're going to. If you had any questions,
we looked. I looked to the Jerry and I both looked to the what the topics were on what they were. That was kind of interesting.
It is. Yeah, it surprises you.
Yeah,
what pops up in a jail. So yeah, but I think that stuff very important. You know, it's. You've got 90 people over there thinking of ways to get back at you. So you got to be on top of the game in the jail so far. Since I've been sheriff, has done a good job of keeping on top of that.
Well, that's the reason they're in there.
I think that training's good to, you know, see what's coming down the pike, so to speak, on what's the next thing that's going to happen. But so that's all I really had.
Started anything with the dog yet?
We have. They'll get the truck switched over in May. They'll put the kennel in the truck. We're kind of bouncing back and forth between a school in October and maybe there's another one in July. So I don't know if we'll get him in the one in July, but we'll definitely be in the one in October if not. So that's the discussion there, and I think the other truck's being ordered today. And yeah, that's all moving forward. So. They were, it's another busy weekend for them. I don't know, there's probably 10 case numbers pulled this weekend. So they're, the dog's rotation was this weekend, so they were, did a good job.
Yeah.
So that's all I have, unless you guys have something for me.
Nope.
All right, we'll see
you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, old business, CDC commercial marketing strategy. Was that what we talked about? Okay. Wanting Mac Planning Commission appointment, I guess we're going to put Heather Pugh. District Planning Committee appointment, I think we'd already done that. Jeff Johnson is going to replace Jerry there. And the last thing we had was a 2 mile of asphalt from on 700 South West to 39. I think we put that on hold. See what Terry had left for funds, if we had anything left, I mean, for what it costs now, but I think we told him we'd just put it on hold for now, wasn't it? All right, approve the conferences. Steve Taber was going to the jail summit in Bloomington on the 27th of April. Stephen, Danny, Winters, Kenton, Lovely was to the ISA 420, 511, 97, 10, 12 this year. And Lisa Gare, U.S. Food, 329, 17. Sherry Gaylord, she wanted to go to the FirstNet Future Public Safety. That was May the 3rd. David Kane, FirstNet Future Public Safety Broadband, that was May the 1st and May the 2nd. Laura Wheeler, Teresa, Mardell Renschlag to the Lowett Surface Training South Bend, 324. And Laura, the HR Conference in Indianapolis, 424 to, through 426. And that was going to cost $500. Do we have any questions on any of the conferences? Well, I make a motion that we approve the conferences as presented.
I'll second.
And a motion and a second. All signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carried. All right. Approve and sign the minutes from March the 6th. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes and sign them for March the 6th.
I'll second.
Got a motion second. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Approve and sign the payroll claims and payroll and claims. Okay. I'll make a motion that we sign the payroll and the claims.
Second.
Got a motion second. All signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
And we approved and signed the highway report.
Yes.
Do I have any comment from the public? Joe?
Kay, who is the contractor for the bathrooms?
Phil White. Phil White, White Construction. Have any other comment?
Yes, I need you to approve. I'm sorry I didn't have it on here, but this was the joint council meeting for February 15th.
All right. Okay. Yes, sir.
Mrs. Wilson is walking in right now.
Okay. I wish Doug's still here. Okay. We got to approve the minutes from the joint council meeting. I make a motion we approve the minutes.
Second.
Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay. Well, I guess, are you Angela?
Yes, I am.
You want to come forward here? We've already discussed your thing, but you want to come up here and...
Yes, I would like to.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. we really discussed with the, your appointment was at 9 o'clock, and we've already went through there. So I guess what I want to hear what your version is, and then we'll tell you what, you know, what we've got here in front of us.
Okay. Basically, my version of it, and I want to put this in the minutes too. I have a witness, and he couldn't make it this morning because he just found out that he had a doctor's appointment this morning. So, and his name is Mr. Dwight Fowler, so you'll have that on record. He's a witness whom the commission, well, the enforcer spoke in front of him. So he said he would like to be able to come and have his say too. Basically, what we did, I had purchased the trailer, one trailer, and it was a 1986 trailer. The enforcer, the building inspector seen it and said that when he got out of his truck, he shook his head, said no, okay. And I had purchased that trailer from Mr. Falk. Immediately when he said no about that trailer, I had to go back to the drawing board. Firsthand, he came out and he looked at the site, and he said it was, he would give us approval for a trailer to come out there. He never gave me anything in writing. This is just basically what he said. So I went back to the drawing board, purchased another trailer from a Mr. Jim Bailey. And Mr. Jim Bailey is going through a divorce, so basically what he told me, and I believe the guy, that he was trying to get the title for me. He said, I have to get the title for my wife, but I'll have everything straight and clear for me before he it was, so he gave me a bill of sales. And that's why I didn't have it at that period of time. I didn't have it at all. So basically I told the building inspector that I was waiting for, which is the truth, that I was waiting for the title. As far as the condition, I know it's a fixer-upper, but this is my husband, Joseph Wilson.
It's a 1999 16x80.
That's the one that's sitting on the property now?
Yes.
Well, Doug, what day did you say you started this? You had all the dates wrote down.
Yes, I did.
All right.
Our very first date we talked about it was January 16th. And at that time I told you I had to have some type of title, proof of title, and I have not received it yet. That's been 63 days now.
We haven't had to turn
63
days. Right. I told you guys that if you get a trailer, you have to show me proof of title before you move it. Secondly, you moved it from Stark County, and I told you then, 63 days ago, if you got any type of trailer from outside of the county, you have to show me proof of 78 form from, I don't care what county you got it from, I've never seen that yet. The other thing is, I said you had to have the health department come out and show the septic and well, have it approved. I just started with that. I have not seen that yet. I seen you had, you started putting up footers. That you didn't even have a permit to do that. That's illegal.
We had a point that you came to get the permit from me.
Wait, first of all, you come to, I heard you were there. I was not there. You have to show me proof of the trailer first.
You have to show me 7878 form first before you can start get a permit. You have done that. And the other thing is, you put these footers in and all that, it's required by Plaskett County to have a registered and licensed contractor. I don't know who it is. I have seen nothing, no paperwork, no nothing. I'm sorry. And you say I'm rude, that's fine. I don't care. You can say it all you want, but I'm going by the law. We got the ordinance, and that's it.
We haven't done anything yet. We've done it for them. We came here to get permission.
Yes, you have. You moved in a trailer illegally.
Could we not be cut off because we didn't cut him off? Will we speak freely too?
Yeah, well, I'll just say the one. This isn't an evidentiary hearing.
Okay.
I mean, this, our building inspector has cited violations to your property for this mobile home, and you've got to rectify those violations.
Okay.
We can't put the trailer there. I mean, so I'm not sure what the hearing, or why you're here today exactly, because you've got to go through a building inspector, and everything he's pointed out is true, which, but, was there a title to this?
There is a title to this.
There is. Bill Sale doesn't do us any good. We need the title.
Okay, I might say something.
Go ahead.
We try to request a reasonable time period to acquire things because we're waiting on Mr. Bailey.
Yeah, we understand you put the cart before the horse. That's the problem. You got the trailer on Plaskett County property. Within his jurisdiction, he's got to do something about it, and you don't have any of these things in place. So he's gonna, the next step is for him to do something about the fact that the trailer is here. So you really, the timeline has been shortened, not by him, but by you. All of this stuff should have been done before the trailer was moved. So you've created the time crunch, and these things need to be rectified immediately. Otherwise, he's gonna take the next step. Ultimately, this could be condemned, it could be destroyed, moved, so you need to do something right away. I suggest you meet with him today and see if you can rectify some of these things immediately.
So he talks very rudely to my wife, extremely rudely.
Right. He's hollering, he's screaming, he's cutting up. He has not been reasonable at all. At all. Not at all.
We try to speak to him in a social manner and it hasn't seemed to work. All we hear out of him is that I am in control, I have a final say so. I'm told him, he said this a dozen times and he keeps repeating that. We asked him, said, we need to get, can we have a time to acquire these things to request. I'm in control and I don't think if anything is going to approve. And this concludes our conversation. And that's it. There's been no dialogue.
What does there, okay, I appreciate that you feel like he's been rude to you. What does there need to be a dialogue about?
I mean, the gentleman sitting told him that he's a good old boy and that just the way we do things around here, and I don't appreciate that even.
Well, that's why we have rules.
Yes,
and he's the one that enforces the rules.
That's fine. I mean, we're civil people. We can talk. You know, I mean, we're new out here. I mean, we're not trying to just come in and act like we're running a thing. We're trying to communicate. That's why we came out here to talk to the commission, because it's been kind of impossible to speak with him. You know, we're trying our best to get this rectified and do it correctly, according to the law. Now, as far as the trailer, I don't know. The gentleman, Mr. Bailey, said he had those papers in order, and he moved the trailer.
Well, you're in the wrong venue, number one. You're in the wrong place. You need to be in front of the Board of Zoning Appeals. There's a zoning board. You're putting a trailer on too small of a lot, number one.
Yeah,
you need to get
a
variance.
He said they would approve that. He goes, that trailer had to be 10 feet off the
line. Well, there's a board.
Off the line.
The answer's to a board. So
we moved the trailer 20 feet off the line. He went out and saw his feet and said it wasn't enough. I said it's 20 feet. And he said, which means he hadn't been out there to see it. The foot is 20 feet off the fence. I mean, we're trying to comply with you. I mean, we're new here. We got a little family here.
I appreciate all that.
We're trying to comply.
Sir. You moved that trailer in without doing any of the requirements. You're in the wrong venue, in front of the wrong board. You need to seek some help from an attorney or somebody that knows what they're doing. Because you're in front of.
We didn't hire an attorney, we have an attorney.
Then he needs to do something. They're pointing you in the right direction, you're in the wrong board.
So there's nothing we can speak to. We can't speak to anybody.
Nobody said that. Nobody said there's no one for you to speak to. Coming to the commissioners about an issue with the building inspector and the fact that you've got problems with a zoning issue.
That's.
I'm simply telling you you're in the wrong place.
I'm sorry.
We were told to go to come see the commission. We were told by numerous people that.
Who gave you the advice to come to the commissioners about?
Well, they don't want to give their name, they just told me to go see the commissioners.
Who do we go see?
You need some help.
Yes.
So I suggest you seek it out quickly, because you've got, like I said, you've shortened your timeline by putting this trailer on this lot in the jurisdiction of our building inspector, who is required to do something about it, and he's trying to do something about it. So I suggest you hire a lawyer quickly, because the county's gonna move forward with whatever we have to do to get rid of the trailer that doesn't comply with the law.
Can we ask to inquire how much time do we have to get this done?
He said it's been there 63 days, my bill of sale, it has not been there 63.
He said he informed you of this, 63 days.
Well.
How much time do we have?
I have.
You don't have a set amount of time. You've just got to, he's already had a hearing here today, or talked to them about the fact that he's going to move forward with any fines, and perhaps, I can't begin this to give you a timeframe that you have to operate on. Like I said, you putting the trailer there is shorten the timeframe to do anything. Simple forms haven't been filled out. So I will start there, but I'm not here to give you legal advice. You need to talk to an attorney.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. Have a good day.
Okay. We have any other comment from the public before we close this, adjourn this meeting? Gene?
Yeah. Can we come up there?
Yeah, if you want to.
I was in Monday by Terry, that's the garage, and I'm telling you, you're familiar with
where you live back there.
Park Lane, yeah. Anyway,
that approach apron, off the blacktop.
Apron comes off the blacktop and it just, you know, gullies, I mean, that deep, you know. And anyway, he took care of it right away. Okay, then I asked him about grading the land, not keeping the snow off, not putting any gravel on, just grading the potholes out of it. Because we put the stone on, we buy stone, we put, you know, we take care of the snow plowing, everything like that. But anyway, he took sent me down to see you guys. But it wouldn't have to be done, but maybe in the spring, maybe one time in the summer, and one time in the fall, three times a year. It's less than an eighth of a mile, the lane. And there's plenty places to turn around down by my barn there. And anyway, that's what I.
That's a private drive though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's private drive, but I mean, you got 9 families. Well, part of 4 of them are just summer, but you got 5 that are families that live there year round. And we pay pretty good taxes, you know? And a lot of the, I used to get out there and fill up holes and everything, but hey, I'm 72 years old now. I can't do that anymore. And we got some elderly people. One of our neighbors there is on oxygen full time. He's not able to do it. And you know, it just, that would really help us out a little, you know, a little bit, by, because you guys, they bring the tractor down. Terry said it only takes like 10 minutes to grade that, you know, one trip down and one trip back, and then you got that other big lane down there, only 2 people live down, and it's probably a half a mile down, you know,
but we're... That's a county road.
Yeah, that's county road, yeah.
See, I think they done away with that years ago doing private lane because of the liability.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't want the liability to fall back if something would happen back there, back into somebody's car or something, and that's why they stopped doing that years ago.
Well, I'm just saying the lane, I mean, you're not around any cars or nothing there, because you don't go down where the houses are at.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, there's, yeah. And there ain't even a fence there no more down through there.
Well,
it's
private property, and I think...
Yeah. I'm afraid if we do one, we'll have to get
that. Well, that's yeah, what I... Yes. But, I mean, if it's... Cool. I mean, you guys got the equipment to do it. We would have to have a... I don't know what kind of a tractor.
I can give you a name of a couple that do it. The Sabatine brothers out there have a grader that they go around grade private lanes with.
Okay, we'll just have to, you know, I thought I'd ask, you know. But,
I don't hurt to ask.
Yeah, so.
But, you know, like.
Anyway.
You open up a can of worms.
I got to hear a lot of stuff going on here this morning. And anyway, thank you for your time. I'm out of here. It'd be easier going down them stairs than it did going up.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Gene.
Have a good day.
Gene, he used to work for the recycling. Gene?
Yeah?
I'm sorry, but I can't remember your last name. They need that for the record.
McMillan,
that's right.
Thanks.
I'm sorry I didn't remember that. I remembered your first name. See you, Gene. Do I have any other comments from the public?
Got one thing, follow up for discussion earlier. We are in the process of setting up what is called a tourism advisory council to help us since we've been taking on tourism. You know, this year, last year, any of the decisions that anything we brought to the commissioners and the council has just been meeting Kristen because we don't have a tourism commission, CBB, MK for stats, any of that stuff. So we have been setting up a tourism advisory council, and if one of you wanted to sit in, they don't meet very often, so that you had to keep up with where they're, you know, they're suggesting we do with their, it's mostly business people who are their Riverside Rentals or their restaurant or a grocery store, and so they're not in tourism directly, but they benefit from it. So if one of you guys wanted to sit on those meetings, let me know. Just see, we're meeting tomorrow at our office at noon, and actually Scoop is catering it. You don't have to be there, but I just wanted to give you the heads up that we're doing that. So in the future, when we've got stuff, it's not just me and Kristen saying, well, here's the proposal we've got. No, it's here's the proposal we have that's been reviewed by these people who are serving on our group, so that it's not just us telling you guys or the CDC what we want to do. But, you know, we're meeting tomorrow at noon in my office if you guys want to be there. If you're not, I understand it's late.
Well, we've each got a problem. I've got a job tomorrow morning, and he's going to be gone.
No, that's fine. I just, this isn't the only meeting we're going to have, but I just wanted to let you know that this is, group is going on, and we'll make sure, you know, we just finished scheduling late last week, but in the future when we meet, I'll keep you guys in prize, so if one of you wants to be there.
Jerry's interested in being on it. I'd like to come if I could,
sure.
You know, if I'm available.
I'd be very interested in being on that. Apologize about tomorrow.
No, I'm just telling you 24 hours in advance. I totally understand.
Well, tomorrow I'm planning on getting everything organized for my vacation, so.
Okay, vacation, you think you need a day to plan vacation?
No, getting ready to leave. Yeah.
No, I totally understand, but I just wanted to let you guys know that this group is getting started, so that, like I said, this really kind of new to us, and we want to rely more formally on people who make their livelihoods this way to help us.
Do you want to send us an email every time when you do that?
Absolutely.
And that way, I don't read them every day.
No, that's fine. Well, it'll be more than a day's notice in the future.
Okay. Thank you, Nate.
Thank you.
Anybody else got any comments? I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Thanks, everyone. Is it easier getting up them steps now, Mary?
Not sure.